enhanced density.
Yes.
This is really good. It says provides that municipalities allow residential uses other than solely single family units in areas where public water and sewer are available. So this, I've been talking about this one since I've been in this job. So you have water and sewer in the street, and yet you got a single family home is the zone that in theory could be so much more. And I take it this addresses that to some degree.
Yeah, so we've been hearing the same thing, not just from the builders, but also from the communities. Oh, you should focus, you're focusing density in the wrong locations. It should be where there's water and sewer capacity in this urban services boundary, which is, you know, in theory, it's a map that's out there that portions of communities are in. And it's not for parcel level analysis, but if a portion of your community's in it, you come under this law. And if you have water and sewer and availability for those services, then you've got to do better than just single family housing. It's not prescriptive in what you do, but it can't just be that, to your point, John, it's only single family housing allowed. So it could be townhomes, it could be anything, it could be ADUs above and beyond what's allowed by right. But they have to do something. And that's kind of the trend with these last couple bills, is go do something. We'll give you that opportunity to figure out what it is, but you've got to do better than what we're doing now.